Welcome to the Kula Brands Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with our Kula Brands guest host and Peter Mingles. Kula Brands provides the funding, branding, and sales for new inventions, products, or projects. Be sure to check out the Kula Brands Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com and look for the Kula Brands Radio Show segment. Every Kula Brands project is the independent creation of everyday people just like you. Do you have an invention you want to get into the marketplace? Kula Brands knows what it's like to have the passion and commitment to launch an innovative project and the risks involved. Now, on to our show with Kula Brands guest host and Peter Mingles. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles, and I love to host this radio show for Kula Brands. Kula Brands is one of the most innovative companies we've had a chance to work with, and some great people. We have Peter Gantner, who founded the company, and then Corey Moran is really helping us with a lot of the day-to-day stuff that we do to help promote the different things on Kula Brands. So whether it's the classified ad sites or whether it's our radio shows, email marketing and broadcasting, this is the sort of stuff that we do. And I really fell in love with the entrepreneurial spirit that this group has. So if you are looking for a home-based business, and if you love working with other entrepreneurs and you want to do something that's different, like something that's always kind of different and really kind of, it's almost so enticing, it's somewhat addictive, if you will, if I could use that as a positive term, you want to find out more about Kula Brands. You can go to KulaBrands.com, but certainly go back to the people that referred you if you were referred by somebody. And Kula is spelled K-U-L-A. And then Brands, B-R-A-N-D-S. So if you go to KulaBrands.com, you'll be able to see the main website. But remember, go back to the person that brought you here. And chances are, if you're listening in live, we want to say thanks for being here live. If you are listening in and you're still alive, but you're not live today, you probably found us on the Kula Brands Radio Show segment that we have on Building Fortunes Radio. So you can always go there as well. So, Corey, we love working with you because you always have some exciting things and people to talk to. So it's over to you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Peter. I'm very excited to be here today, as I am every week. What we're doing here at Kula Brands is absolutely changing the industry, as you know, and we're attracting some really amazing individuals. And the guest I have today, I'm very honored to have her today, and we're very excited to have her. She's absolutely amazing. And I don't want to say that she's average, because I want to say that the average person can come into Kula Brands and make a great income over time. And we are attracting normal, average, everyday people like you and I, and Ms. Deborah and I. But she's the furthest from average, and she knows how to bring something to someone and help them see how it works from the inside out. And she's very multi-talented. She does everything from leading a call to putting a video together to writing instructions. She's just very good at what she does, and she does so many things. I've known Deborah Caswell for a few years now, and her and I have crossed paths several times, and with the same in common denominator that we need something, we've wanted something, we've worked so hard for something to work for us for so long. And it got to a point to where we had to question, is there anything really out there that is going to bring us the success that we've worked so hard for? And so the answer has come, and it brings us to this day today where, I'm excited to have some of my greatest friends online and off in a company that I love and a company that we're growing with. And so without further ado, I'm going to announce and I'm going to welcome Ms. Deborah Caswell from sunny San Diego. Deborah, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much, Corey. Wow, what an intro.
No problem.
Yeah, so,
I just wanted to start out just to ask you a quick question. Or, actually, since nobody really, everybody knows you, but since some of these listeners might not know you, I just wanted to start out by asking you if you could share a little bit of your story, where, you know, where you came from, what events led to, you know, how you ended up in the network marketing industry.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So, thank you very much again for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And I'm really excited to be here. So, I was a project manager, or actually my title was a global solution architect for, I went in and did software implementations, and most of my clients were international. In fact, I think all of them were. And I did a lot of traveling, and I had this really great life with this really great income. And, you know, I was on cloud nine. Everything was going really well. And I was recently, you know, remarried, and we decided to start a family. And so we did. And I had my daughter Gracie almost 8 years ago, and she was born with Down syndrome. And it was at that point that I realized that traveling internationally was not going to be my life anymore. It just couldn't be, right? So I had to learn what it was to be in the Down syndrome community. I had to learn how to teach Gracie how to, you know, just do really simple things. Like, you know, most kids, they know how to pick up objects and put them into something and then reach in and pull them out of something. Like, this is just, you don't have to sit and teach those kinds of things. But I did. I had to learn how to teach Gracie how to be awesome and how to do the things that she does today. And, I mean, she's so high-functioning and so amazing, but part of that is because I gave up my fantastic international career to stay home and work with her every single day on the floor, making sure she could do the things that she needed to do in her life. So I made that decision 7 years ago, I guess, to stop working. And of course, I had a phenomenal income and was going through some personal stuff at that point and needed to find something to where I could do things on my, I needed an income, right? I needed to replace that phenomenal income. So I looked into network marketing. And what I found was a great company that I did fantastic in, right? I loved the product, and I was able to share the product with everybody that I came into contact with, and people loved the product, and they continued to order that product. And unfortunately, the company went under, so I lost that income, which wasn't that fabulous, but it was pretty good in the home-based industry, really. But what I've learned over the course of going through that was, even though I was making a nice little income, most of my team was not making any more than what they were paying for their product. And that was pretty heartbreaking. And the other thing was that each month I'd look and I'd have, you know, $0 in commissions. And as my team was ordering their personal products, my commissions would start to grow. And then some teammates would decide not to order that month. And, you know, what the company and what the higher up gurus would tell you to do is to get on the phone and start calling your downline and ask them if they need help placing their order. And that didn't feel good. That never felt good. Because even though it was a product that I believed in and I knew that you know, people loved that product and they felt really good eating that product every month, it didn't feel good to know that I was earning commissions only because all of those people were buying their product monthly, every month. And every month you'd have to start over and look. And, you know, I guess I really didn't understand how not I mean, I knew that wasn't pleasant. I didn't enjoy having to do that, having to call and do that. But I didn't really understand how not pleasant that was until I found Kula Brands, actually. But let me take a step back real quick. So here I have this child. She has Down syndrome. I'm starting to build this network marketing company, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm loving it. The company's about to tank. I'm having some personal struggles of my own. And the next thing I know, I have a massive seizure while driving my car and end up in an 11-day stay in the hospital where they found a brain tumor, and they had to go in and remove a walnut-sized piece of my frontal lobe, which I discovered since having that removed that I actually used that part of my brain. Who knew? So that has been a struggle in and of itself. And so to think about going back out into the world, going in and to a company and sitting down and starting a new job, it's terrifying to me. Now, it's been 3 years since I had that walnut removed. And each day I progress, I get better. But I still struggle with, you know, I go to run an errand and I get lost or I forget what I'm doing. You know, it's my frontal lobe, and that's where your planner sits. I was a project manager, so I was a planner. So that kind of thing is kind of gone for me. It gets better, but it's not really an option anyway. So the home-based industry for me is a place where I feel like I have to land. I want to be a part of Gracie's life. I want to be a part of her every day, you know, pushing and making sure that she is keeping up with her counterpart, her peers at school, her age. And she's doing very, very well. And she's doing that well because I've been able to stay home and take care of her. Now, finding Kula Brands and looking at the difference between this company and some of the things that we had to do in traditional network marketing has been just, I feel like it's the biggest blessing on the planet that I don't even understand how we came across this company, Corey, because some of the things that we've been through, you know, you and me, we were in a company that was even different than network marketing. It was, I can't even explain it, but there's a lot of scams online. There's a lot of things that, you know, the owners, they don't have the heart for people. And so, you know, we did get scammed in one company, and that was really frustrating and sad to see so many people get hurt. And so when we met Peter with Kula Brands, just seeing the way he does business and the way he works with people, and it's all about our community first. It's all about taking care of the community and the people and making sure that we're all going to benefit from what we're doing here at Kula Brands. Corey, that I said a lot more than just kind of where I came from. So give me a direction to go in here and I'll continue.
I love you, Deborah.
I'm rambling.
You actually cover many questions that I have, and I'm sure many questions that everyone out there listening has as well, but we'll definitely cover some more in-depth stuff here. And I just wanted to say, when I called you average, I was the furthest. That was the furthest adjective that I could have described. You're more of you more have like the walnut superpowers. you absolutely, you know, you look at it from the outside in, and you see this mother of three, and this wife, this you know, trying to do what she can do, working from home, and. You're anything but average. But, you know, mentioning things like, you know, what we've been through in the past, a true entrepreneur like yourself and myself really means never giving up. And it means persistency and consistency, being persistent towards your goals and what you want. And the fact that we haven't given up, the fact that you haven't given up, has brought this opportunity in front of us. Had we given up a few months earlier, you know, that would have been tragic, in my opinion, and I'm sure yours as well. So we're going to take a quick break here, and then when we come back, we're going to get to know a little bit more about Deborah Caswell. So thank you.
You've been listening to the Kula Brands Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com with our Kula Brands guest host and Peter Mingles. This special segment can be heard again with almost any device connected to the internet by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Then look for the Kula Brands Radio Show segment. Kula Brands provides the funding, branding, and sales for new inventions, products, or projects. Be sure to check out the Kula Brands Radio Show segment on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening to the Cooler Brands Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio. And now, back to our show.
Okay, we are back. Peter Mingles here. We are talking with Corey Moran and Deborah Coswell. And when they mentioned the Peter that does a lot of wonderful things for their company, they're referencing Peter Gantner. So Peter Gantner is just a really good guy. We host a radio show. My name is Peter Mingles, of course. So when I give accolades and credit, I want to make sure that he is the one that is the one that you're thinking about relative to Peter Gantner, because he's put a ton of time and effort into this endeavor. And Deborah, I love hearing your story. You knock it out of the park every time we hear you speak. So thanks for being here. Corey, back to you.
Thanks again, Peter Mingles. It's funny, every time I talk to you guys, I get confused too. Too many Peters. Back to the story at hand. Deborah, I absolutely love listening to your story. Over the last few years, I've really gotten to know you. I do a webinar every week, and at the end, we always get to see little Gracie and her other two kids, and they're always a delight. And it's, you know, it makes me proud, and it gets me excited that, you know, as an entrepreneur, as somebody that's in this with wholeheartedly and isn't it to change as many lives as possible, it's so amazing to see that others are the exact same way and that we actually are making a difference. And Peter Gantner, if you guys out there listening are interested in Cooler Brands, you really need to watch the video that Peter did when he first created Cooler Brands, and it'll tell you his backstory and how genuine he is. Since he was a serial entrepreneur since he was, 12 years old. And he's literally out there for one reason and out here and created Cooler Brands for one reason. And that's to change lives, change the industry at the same time. It's quite a task to do, but we are all ready for it and heads down, ready to go. So Deborah, you talked a little bit about your success over the past few years, and we could say, I love the term failing forward. We've had a lot of stumbles, a lot of trips, but that's, in my opinion, is what it takes to be successful, is to have all those failures. So what I wanted to talk to you or ask you was, specifically, what do you feel like in this industry that you've seen in your experience? What exactly is broken? What's broken in the MLM industry? What's the flaws involved? As you said earlier, we have been involved with companies that have great products, but it seems that they always kind of turn out the same way, where we're back at square one. So if you could just expand on that, just a few specifics, and just your opinion on the whole industry at hand and, leading up to the point of Cooler Brands.
Sure. Yeah. So in traditional network marketing companies, you have to buy the same product or the same grouping of products, so products that are offered by the particular company, and you have to buy those products month after month in order to qualify for your commission. And this can be quite spendy, and I found that I had several people, not so much on my team. My team seemed to be a group of people who really enjoyed this product that I had, but I found out later that people with huge teams in that particular company, they were closeting all of their products. So they'd buy enough products to make their commission structures, to make the higher commission structures, and put it in the closet. They weren't even eating the product that they were promoting. And that's just so disheartening to me. If you're like Peter says, Peter Gantner, when he talks about this, he says, why do these companies make their distributors buy the product? If the product is that great, they should want to buy the product and use it anyway, right? So that's one part that's really disheartening out in the industry, is that you have to buy these products month after month. And the difference with Cooler Brands is that what we do is we support projects, right? So these projects will have a product. They'll have a product. We can support that by supporting them in crowdfunding. So when it goes to crowdfunding, we can say, that's a product that I would love. That's a product that I would use. I want to have that product in my house. So I'm willing to donate, let's say if the product is $50, I'm willing to donate $50, and I know that that product is going to be sent to me and I'm going to own it. for doing that one-time action, I'm going to be paid royalties on that product for the rest of the product's life. And our goal at Kula Brands is not just to distribute products with our particular community. So the, you know, like a traditional MLM company, you're going to come in and all of their distributors are their sales force. Well, here, our community, let's say we are the distributors, right? We're a community of people just like an MLM company. But the difference is we buy the product once if we want to. You don't have to. There's no requirement. And we have we're going to be releasing 50 to 52 products next year, one product a week. Of course, we're not going to back every single product that comes out. Some of them aren't going to resonate with me. I'm not going to want to buy that product but the products that I love, I'll support. And for that little bit of support, I'll get paid royalties for the rest of the life of the product. And what I was saying was our community, sure, we can distribute the product. We can find people who want to buy the product, and we'll get paid for that in royalties. We'll earn points in a pool that are paid and go up in value over time as the product continues to be sold. But the difference is we don't just sell the products to our friends and family, like in, you know, acquaintances or whatever you want to see. You know, MLM companies, they'll buy a list of leads, sure, and they might be able to sell to people they don't know. But the difference with us is we might ask our friends and family if they might like the product, but once it gets past us, it goes on the shelves of Target and Walmart and Home Depot and Lowe's and Amazon and wherever else products are being sold. So we use the direct sales industry to get our products, to get the branding and the marketing and to get people to see the products, but the goal is to get it out to the retail shelves. And that's a huge, huge difference between what we do here and what people do in the MLM industry or in the network marketing industry or home-based industry. So that's the one big differentiator that I love. In traditional, and I think I talked about this a little bit before, in traditional MLM, in that industry, you start at zero every single month. And you go and you invite a bunch of people in to become distributors on your team. And so every month you start with zero and you watch your team and you see what they're ordering, and that helps your commission value go up through the month. And then the next month starts and you go back to zero. In our company, in Kula Brands, we earn points in these various pools, the crowdfunding pool if we want to back the project when they're just getting started, in the sales pool if we want to either purchase or sell a product. That product, we get a point in the sales pool. If we want to help online with social branding and marketing, we earn partial points and points in that pool for what we're doing online in branding the product, right? In helping people see the product so that we can get it onto the shelves in Walmart, Target, and other retail stores. So in traditional MLM, these people that you're bringing in month after month after month, they quit. They decide they don't want to order products this month. They go find another shiny object and they go join another company. They quit. So you're constantly, constantly recruiting to try to earn your commissions each month. It's constant. You need new people coming into your business, and you need them to recruit as well in order to get paid. That is such a turnoff to most people. And what they don't tell you in the traditional MLM world is most people can't recruit. Most people aren't comfortable with it. And they go through the training that your company offers, and they still can't or won't do it. It's an uncomfortable thing if you're not into, you know, signing people up. I've been to a home party where somebody said, you know what, yeah, I'd like to order that. I'll spend $30. I'd like to order that. And the first thing that person says who's throwing the party or hosting the party is, well, it'll cost you less if you become a distributor. If you sign right here, it'll cost you less. The only reason they're doing that is to get, sometimes it's those upfront, you get paid up front. I can't remember what it's called. You get paid up front when you recruit somebody in, when you sign somebody on. and you get paid for doing that. We don't get paid here for doing that. Now, we can bring people into the community, and in fact, we're building our community. We'd like our community to be 10,000 people strong, because we have billion-dollar projects that we don't have enough people to fund those giant projects that we have already lined up and ready to go. So we do need to build our community. But if I bring somebody into the community, our point values go up. If this person we bring in, if they back a project, if they sell the product, if they help the product get, if they help sell the product, the value of the product goes up, the value of my point goes up. So we are definitely a community who works together. The other thing is, if I bring somebody in, I do earn partial points in some of the pools, depending on what that person does. If they back a project or sell a product or do some branding and marketing, I'll get partial points because I'm the person who influenced that person to come in. And that's fantastic. But what happens when that person sees a shiny object and goes somewhere else or decides they don't want to participate anymore in Kula Brand? I still get those points. They never go away. I don't have to constantly recruit people in order to get paid in this company. It's such a refreshing change in the industry, and I do believe that Kula Brand will completely flip the industry upside down as we continue to build our organization. I do want to mention, real quick, I know we're coming to the end of the radio show, but I do want to mention that we will stop allowing people to come into our community, because eventually we'll have enough people. And eventually, there would be no reason for us to go get any more when we have enough people to back projects, to help brand and market projects, and to help sell them. So, you know, if any of this is interesting to you, you really should check it out. Come join the community and see what it's all about. At least watch the video that shows exactly what we're doing and why we do it and how we're helping inventors and creators and artists. We're helping them bring their projects to life, and it is such an amazing company. I feel so blessed to be a part of it. And Corey and Peter Mingles, I appreciate you having me on today. This has been a lot of fun.
Deb, real quick, in 20 words or less, where do you think we'll be in 5 years? Kula Brands.
Kula Brands in 5 years will be a billion-dollar company. You will walk into retail stores. You will see our logo, Kula Brands, on products everywhere. That's where
amazing.
I see it.
Amazing. Awesome, Deborah. Thank you so much for your time, and we are so grateful for everything you're doing in the community and around the world. You're touching more lives than you know. And thank you, Peter Mingles, for having us again here this week. We always appreciate your time as well.
You're welcome. Well, that's why we're here. Deborah, love your story, and I'm so glad that we're able to provide an environment for you to be able to take care of your daughter. So that is just, like, really excellent. So thanks, everybody, for being here. You're going to catch us next week on our Kula Brands radio show. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Kula Brands radio show on buildingfortunesradio.com with our Kula Brands guest host and Peter Mingles. The Kula Brands radio show can be heard again with almost any device connected to the internet by going to buildingfortunesradio.com and clicking on the Kula Brands radio show link. Kula Brands is an international, patent-pending, highly focused community that helps entrepreneurs, artists, scientists, and inventors raise the funds they need to drive total market adoption of their project. The Kula Brands community acts as your partner. We are committed to your project just like you are. We only get paid if you make money. You can learn more by visiting the Kula Brands radio show link on buildingfortunesradio.com or hear previous Kula Brands radio shows by visiting www.buildingfortunesradio.com and clicking on the Kula Brands radio show segment. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. On behalf of our Kula Brands guests, Peter and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.